Rashi and the Ramban in this week's parsha regarding the Meraglim. Rashi says here and also in Sefer Devarim that the essential idea of sending the Meraglim, that essential idea was one from the very beginning that represented a lack of bitachon. Shlach lecha anoshim, even though it says Hashem said to Moshe, send men, but that shlach lecha, Rashi says, lecha means for yourself, l'da'atcha, for your it's your decision. I give you reshus, but I don't give you a command. Not a tzivui, not a command. Because I told you it's a good land. Why are you being maharir acharai? Why are you denying? Why are you having doubts? This is Rashi's opinion. It sounds, from the simple reading of the psukim, not that way, because it sounds in the Sefer Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu throws a great idea, Vayita Beina Hadavar, it's a good idea, and the Ramban explains it sounds like it should be a very good idea, because at the end of the day, we have a rule, and the rule is one should minimize relying on a miracle, Ein Somchin Al Hanes, one does not rely on a miracle, and Dafka, in the Makom, where one relies on a miracle, that's considered to be a lesser degree of, and sometimes a lesser degree of a relationship. And Rav Chaim Kinyevsky in Time of Dikra, he quotes Mekoros Gemaras that indicate that Dafka, miracle, can only come where Teva, where nature is no longer able to be achieved. The gains are no longer able to be achieved through nature. So the Ramban says, of course, therefore the chait of sending the Meraglim, the chait of the Meraglim was not in sending, but the chait, the Ramban explains, was that they didn't really, when they came back and delivered the report was meant to express the good, the bad, and the ugly, but the chait was the milas efes, that they didn't believe that there was even a chance, that they thought it was impossible. That was already, their job was to bring back facts, not to opine, not to give their own editorial. But here's an interesting question one could ask. We know that by Avram Avinu, way back in Parshas Lech Lecha, we know that by Avram Avinu there's another interesting machlokas Rashi Ramban. The question is, when Avram Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, when he went down to Mitzrayim after he came to Eretz Yisrael, so Rashi said that was for sure that he had the right to go down to Mitzrayim. He has to make sure there's a famine. He has to make sure to take care of his family. And there was a test by Yehira Bar Sayyirah Mitzrayim. The test of Avram going down to Mitzrayim was, would he have doubts when God told him Lech Lecha, and then right afterwards, he goes, he's forced to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Mitzrayim. That, says Rashi, was the test. But the Ramban says, no, the test was, he shouldn't have left Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban says, what business does he have leaving Eretz Yisrael? V'daki, Avram Avinu chata chet gadol b'shkaga. You should know that Avram Avinu engaged the Ramban. I would never say this, but the Ramban saying that Avram Avinu is chata chet gadol b'shkaga, v'makab ha-mishpat shama ha-resha, that Dafka in the Makom where he sinned was where we find later on Rekha Yisrael was put into exile. The Ramban says he shouldn't have left Eretz Yisrael. After all, he should have had bitachon that Hashem could take care of him. Bitachon, but the bitachon is that Hashem told him, you have a brain and you have to be mishtadel, and ain't some chanal neis, you don't rely on a miracle. So what is Ramban? It's the same Ramban who says by the Meraglim, he said by the spies, he said that no, it was a good thing for them to engage in the shtadlus. Now all of a sudden he said, no, he should have had be talking to the same Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't make sense, right? Very interesting question. The Pashut answer is Al Pi Ramban himself. Ramban writes in a few places, and this is a big machlokas we've shown him, but this is the way the classic Ashkafas Olam is like this Ramban. It depends on what level a person is. If a person is on a very high level, the more bitachon, the less ishtadlus. And therefore we find Yosef is criticized. The same Yosef who Chazal say, Ashri Agera Shabbatach Vashem Elo Panel Arehavim, the one who doesn't turn to other people, the same Yosef is criticized for telling the Egyptian, the butler, remember me when you go to Paro. Why is he criticized? That's such a minimum degree of ishtadlus. The Torah says, you and I, it's a mitzvah to be mishtadlus like that, because our level of bitachon was not where it's not on the same level of Yosef. The higher level of bitachon, the less hishtadlus is granted, is permitted. The lesser level of bitachon, the more hishtadlus is mandated. So the Ramban was such a great tzaddik, for him to be mishtadl that much was not appropriate. But for Klal Yisrael, when they just got out of Mitzrayim, For them, that's where they were holding. That was the degree of ishtadlus that was needed, that was mandated. So what's the answer? The Torah says it depends on who you are. How much ishtadlus and how much ishtadlus a person should engage in is very much dependent on the bitachon. They have the famous story, maybe it's not so famous, but I like the story, of the fellow went to the Rebbe. He says, Rebbe, should I learn my whole life? I don't know, should I? He said, do you believe? He said, I believe. He says, if you believe, you can learn your whole life. He said, this, so how am I going to make parnasa? So he said, okay, go buy a lottery ticket. So he bought a lottery ticket, and then he came to him 2 weeks later, and he says, Rebbe, I have a ticket. He says, okay, I'll give you $100,000 for the ticket. So, you sure, Rebbe, I spent $1 million jackpot, but I spent $100,000 you give me? He says, I'll give you $100,000 for the ticket. So he says, are you sure? It only cost me $1. I'm 100% sure. So he says, okay, Rebbe, it's a deal. So the Rebbe said, I thought you have bitachon. If you have bitachon, then you wouldn't sell it for $100,000. It's worth $1 million. You're going to win, right? Obviously, you don't have enough bitachon. Go out and get a job. A Jew needs to know what level of bitachon they're on in order to figure out how much ishtadlus they need to engage in. We should have a wonderful Shabbos. Kol tov. Sure.
What is Meiragli?